The wearing of the coverall is very critical because the Ebola virus is highly infectious. So for that reason, we don't want to leave any of our body exposed when we are to come into contact with an Ebola patient, be it an alert case or it's a suspected case. We don't want to take any risk. So if we find a suspected case, we still have to put on there because of how highly infectious the virus is.
How does one feel when he's in the PPE?
Oh, the PPE, it almost looks like an oven. If you put on the PPE within the next 5 to 10 minutes, you should be sweating, hot, feeling uncomfortable. That is how it feels like to be in it. That is the reason why it is advised that before you put on the PPE, you should know what you are about, what you are going to do. So you gather every logistics you need before you put on the PPE. So when you are in the PPE, get your logistics, do whatever you want to do. If it's sample you want to take for testing, or if it's an oral drug you want to give, you do it to the patient. After then, you move out of the PPE. You don't stay too long in the PPE because it becomes uncomfortable, and when you get uncomfortable, you are likely to make mistakes.
So what is the composition of the PPE?
The composition is just like any normal logistics we use in our health sector, because we have the face shield. So you use it at the face shield or the eye goggle. Then we have the nose mask or the respirator. Then we have an apron. Then we have the camp boot. Some people usually call it walleting boot. Then we have the coverall. It's like an overall with a head cover, which we call it the hood. The head cover is called the hood. And we have the gloves. And the gloves, we have two types of the gloves. We have the surgical. They are all surgical gloves, all right. But we have the short one, which is at the wrist level. Then we have the long one, which is the elbow one. That we usually call it the gynecological gloves. So those are basically the composition of the PPE, the personal protective equipment.
Yeah. What are some of the precautionary measures one should take in the course of removing the PPE?
Wearing the PPE is very important, but removing the PPE is very most important, because when you're putting on the PPE, you're not infected. So you can decide which is not the right thing. You can decide to put on the PPE anyhow. But if you come into contact with an Ebola patient and you are now undoning the PPE, you should know that the PPE is now infected. You can't tell. So in removing the PPE, you have to be very careful, because if you are not careful, you are likely to even infect yourself in undoning the PPE. So we have measures to the procedure to take when you are undoning the PPE. And in undoing the PPE, when you are following the steps, at every step, you need to disinfect yourself with 0.5 chlorine. So when you are removing the face masks, you are removing the apron, whatever you are removing, when you remove one thing, they will disinfect you. When you remove another thing, they will keep on disinfecting you until you have removed everything. And when you finish removing everything, then you now have to go and take chlorine bath, 0.05 chlorine bath. So the undoing the PPE is not a joke.
Is it advisable for one to disinfect the PPE for reuse?
Oh, the PPE, in fact, it's unfortunate that the PPE, you can't reuse it. We are dealing with a highly deadly disease. Those times of HIV are gone. Now, Ebola is even worse than HIV. That's how people see it now. Because even the trauma from Ebola alone can kill you. So for that, we don't want to take anything to chance. So we don't reuse. Though for the PPEs, there is, I think, one or two things you can think of reusing. That is if only you are sure that you can disinfect it 100%. Let's say the eye goggles, for instance. If you can disinfect it 100%, then you can reuse it. Let's say the face shield, that also, and the gum boot, that you can reuse it. If you can be rest assured that you can disinfect it totally. But aside that, the coverall, when you use it, it's a one use. You finish using, you discard it. Apron, you discard it. The gloves, you discard it. So most of it, you discard. But if you have your way, you can discard everything. But see, we're in an era we talk about money, no money. So at least the few ones you can be sure of disinfecting totally and reusing, fine. But aside that, the rest you have to discard.